This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United, we staff.
Okay, and our breakfast special today is chorizo and eggs.
Chorizo and eggs?
Chorizo and
chorizo.
Eggs.
Yes. What is that, please?
It's a Mexican sausage mixed in with scrambled eggs, and it comes with hash browns and toast.
Won't be having that, thank you.
Chorizo and eggs.
Huh?
Chorizo and eggs.
It's awesome. Like we didn't have enough to worry about in the world. STDs are up for the sixth straight year. Go ahead. You want to read this story? You want to say the words?
You
want
I do
me
not.
To say them?
You
yeah,
go you want, right ahead.
You want me to say them, don't you?
Hold on
you?
1 second, though.
Why? Why hold on?
Okay,
again,
go.
This just facts.
Go.
The CDC. Oh, great. The CDC again.
I don't agree with the new CDC guidance, period, full stop. And
the CDC says 2.5 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported last year.
I thought people were staying home last year.
Again.
And like keeping their masks on and
That's what you thought, right?
Hooking up on Tinder dates.
Again, I am correct. I am right. I just can't even tell you how many times I'm right. Of course, it's why the virus spread so fast, because people were still hooking up. Nobody wanted to say it. I'll say it. I'll be the one to say it. You're not catching it at Costco. You're not catching it on a plane. You know where you're catching it? Because you're making out with nine people. Stop. Sixth straight year.
I think making out is going to get you.
Making out's going to get you the COVID. Oh, yeah, making out might not get you that, but...
Taryn's like, oh my gosh, I'm eating breakfast.
I know it. Listen, Taryn, listen. I've got a job to do. You've got a job to do. My job is to report the news, entertain, fun. I'm sorry. I wish I could be eating breakfast right now, listening to you tell me about STDs. That's what I wish.
That's your wish for the day, that you could be eating breakfast while someone talked to you about STDs?
Actually, no.
Aim higher in life.
Actually, now that I think about it.
You know, as that was coming out of my mouth.
If I could have one wish.
I knew that it was wrong.
Get better goals.
Sorry. Actually, you're totally right. I really do need to aim higher. I should aim much higher, shouldn't I?
Who raised you?
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
You've just made a surprising amount of sense, Tom.
Stupid people are likely more stupid than originally thought. People with the highest number of errors demonstrated the highest degree of miscalibration or overconfidence in their actual performance on a test. Researchers say seriously?
What was that?
Seriously? At 7:15 in the morning? Who is running the EAS system? Who's running that test?
Isn't it you?
No.
A lot of the time?
No.
Who the hell elected you?
It's 7:15 in the morning. You run those tests at 5:45 in the morning. Ah, amateurs. Amateurs. I hate amateurs. Tighten up. Can we get... Let me... Stop.
Go back to what you were talking about.
Let's go. Try again.
Throwing you totally off your game.
Stupid people are even more stupid than we thought. Actually, it goes right with that, doesn't it? Here's the deal. So, like, you take a test, right? And if you're dumb, you don't do very good on the test, right? But if you're really dumb, you think you actually did good. You actually think you did much better than you did. So they not only gave people tests, they gave people tests after the test to say, well, how'd you do? People way over, dumb people way overconfident. So.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's known as the Dunning-Kruger effect. Dunning-Kruger. You know that?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. It means what you think you did.
You don't know what you're saying.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
I don't even know what this story is about.
Stupid people are stupid. More stupider than you thought they were stupider.
I don't even know what you just said. I heard you say stupider.
Forrest Gump.
This is a big fat fail.
This was horrible. Mixed in with a giant EAS test fail.
Sorry.
From some geek at the county.
I blame that for.
I do too. What just happened. I actually do too. Let's blame them. All right, now what? Now what, I guess?
Just play a song.
Ah. Yeah. Why don't I do that? We have a little extra time. What song you want to hear?
I don't know. Don't look at my phone.
Are you paying attention at all to life right now?
Do you even realize what you just did?
Yeah. See which Mahjong game level you're on right here.
I am texting people back right now.
You're not doing anything.
Ask Ashley. Ask Tammy Wynette.
You are.
Ask Skylar. One of us is working. One of us over there making zero sense trying to come up with some story.
I don't know who peed in your Cheerios today, but it was somebody. Yeah.
You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
Double.
Just play a song.
Double to you.
Play a song.
That's it. I'm calling you out. You called me out the other day. You totally called me out. And you were like, oh, you're so upset that somebody's coming to clean your house and paint your house and you have so much to do. I'm calling you out today. You cannot do what you're doing. I won't accept it. Nope. I'm calling you out. Becky is part.
Don't you dare even try.
First of all, number one, Becky is part of the secret club that finds glitches in computer software on websites and that allows them to steal merchandise. Like, look, there's a vacuum cleaner and it's only a penny right now. Do you want one? And she buys these things, you know, for a penny. There's a whole group of them. Becky's part of this, right? Now, that's bad enough. That's bad enough that you're taking advantage of these companies' computer glitches and basically you're stealing. But you, in your mind, you would justify it by saying, hey, it's on the website. It says it's a penny. I'm buying it. But now you had the audacity to say you're going to use one of these skank, jank, stolen items and use it as a gift for my daughter, for my grandson. What does that say? What does that say right there? I won't accept it. I won't take it to her.
We will.
I won't accept it. You just bought my daughter a baby gift that cost a penny. I won't allow it.
Valued at $50.
I will not allow it. What? Who raised you?
It's called extreme couponing.
It's not a coupon. It is a glitch. You should be ashamed of yourself. Did you just buy my daughter a vacuum cleaner for a penny?
Maybe. I'll never tell.
Wow.
You'll never know.
I know. And I won't allow her to accept that gift.
Well, I think I'll call Maggie and see if she wants it. I don't think it's up to you.
Really? I will tell her that you got that out of the whatever skank jank file that club that you belong to. Skanky jankies of the world. Unbelievable.
Hardworking man said, balling on a budget. Tom, you shut up and take it. Be grateful. Dog lady, what is this group? Right. I want things for a penny.
Right. Here, I knew this would
no
cost.
No fun, Justin. Don't be such a diva, Tom. This is Karen.
That it is says Becky is
very financially savvy. Way to go, Becky. Skylar, I'm going to need that group name, Becky.
She's a thief.
Pinko Kami.
She's a thief.
It says Becky is smart. No one would have known if Tom hadn't thrown Becky under the bus. Bad friend.
Oh, stop.
Ashley, just ship it straight to Maggie. Tom has no say.
Great. Great.
My husband, the word Tom's looking for is resourceful.
Yeah. From Jeff.
Apple called me a ghetto shopper. I would expect nothing.
That's
nothing
right,
less.
Apple. You're back. You're back in
Vanessa,
my good graces.
No
now.
Doubt. What's the group?
Right.
Well,
everybody wants to be
everybody,
party a little group
I'll
over
tell
there.
You what it is. I'll tell you what it is. You go on Instagram right now and you look up Stephanie_saves.
Oh my gross. I'll tell you what you do.
Go right now.
I'll tell you what to do. The name of the group You really want it? It's called Sopranos. It's called Somebody Got a Truckload of Cigarettes and is offing them for a quarter apiece.
Stephanie _ saves everyone, okay? And another great one, if you want to know, Mama _ deals. Go on Instagram.
Unbelievable.
Join me.
Unbelievable. Carmelo over.
Go ahead. Call Carmella. Me out again. You're welcome, Jug Country.
Carmella.
Because I love you too. And I want you to have good deals.
You know, one thought, her name, her maiden name was Kreitz. It's not. It's Soprano. Rebecca.
Don't ask me about my business.
Soprano. Unbelievable. You're like, it's like Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop. Like that whole, you have a semi-truck full of CD players that you're buying for a penny. And you're trying to give them as gifts.
Sell you them for, I don't know, $5 each.
Right.
Hey. Dave Ramsey would be proud.
Dave Ramsey would be in jail. How are you not in jail? Well, one fair that we are sure is opening up is the Florida State Fair. And it actually begins next week, 1 week from today. Run for a couple weeks through the early part of May. And they are out with a not only a come one, come all message, but a promotional message about some of their new food items. And basically, everybody is putting everything spicy or salty with everything sweet, and they're combining them, and people are going nuts for them. Flaming Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. Does that interest you at all?
Flaming Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. No. Sounds super gross.
It's a mix that's made with cornmeal, spices, fresh jalapenos, and crushed spicy Cheetos. After being fried, it's topped with nacho cheese and then more Cheetos. Okay. How about a pickle pizza?
No.
Mmm.
Gross.
Pickle pizza, white garlic sauce, base, pizza topped with mozzarella cheese and dill pickles. And then after it comes out of the oven, it's garnished with ranch dressing and dill seasoning. Oh. Gosh, that would give you bad breath, right?
Gross.
There's no chance of you kissing anybody after that one. Here's another thing I'm talking about. Peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots.
Peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots. I might try that.
Peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots look messy, but hit all the greasy, salty, and sweet taste points. A buffalo chicken sundae. Ugh.
A buffalo chicken sundae. Nothing sounds worse than that.
Hand-cut French fries layered with ranch sauce, freshly battered chicken tenders smothered in Southwest sauce, and a spicy relish on top. Mmm. Deep-fried caramel apple sundae? Now, that's more like just straight. That sounds pretty good.
Doesn't sound terrible.
Gelato nachos.
Gross.
Oh, my gross. Wow. Salted caramel, tutti frutti, espresso, and cheesecake. The chips and shells are made from their top secret recipe. I don't know, man. This is my thing. Is like a funnel cake not enough? Like, is that not good enough?
No, we always have to try and like one-up things in this world, whether it's
violence
or nudity or fair food.
How can you get more nude than nude?
You can.
Really? Me? I'm the one?
Very naked.
What do you mean one-up yourself on nudity?
I'm talking about like TV shows and stuff, idiot.
You see the front, see the back. That's it. That's all you got. We were talking about fair food. We were talking about fair food. Fine.
You know what? It's the phrase of the day.
I'll take the phrase of the day today, and it is, how do you get more nude than nude?
I actually think it should be, you got the front, you got the back, what more is there?
What else do you
more
need?
Is there.
Right. Top, bottom?
I would like...
Anyway. Okay, can
kids
I read the sponsor? It is the sponsor. School?
Aren't schools back in?
Well, Gavin said we had to have schools back in. We had to.
So maybe they're going for their
CDC
10 minutes
said you
today.
Don't.
Maybe right. The kids are going for their 10 minutes. Like, schools are back.
Thursday at
Thursday 9 to 9:15.
I'm in.
Look what we've done,
woo!
California.
Scholars. All right, phrase of the day brought to you by TNT Customs. You don't have to go to the body shop your insurance company initially suggests. Instead, choose Todd Perkins and the Platinum iCar certified technicians at TNT Customs on Theater Drive and Paso Robles on Facebook, too. What's the phrase of the day?
I don't remember exactly, but something about front, back, what more do you need?
Yes.
Something like that. Oh,
yes.
Dang it.
Yes, now I've got you, Sonny.
0 to 65 one night. Becky was a beauty from South Alabama.
And Becky's at the bar buying us all another round.
Becky broke my heart.
It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week.
The smell of Becky's coffee rolled me out of bed this morning.
All right.
Time now to play Tom and Becky's 1 second song game.
1 second song game is brought to you by Big Bubba's Bad Barbecue, a simplified menu of ribs, tri-tip brisket, chicken, sausage, and pulled pork, smoking all the meats every day for 20 years. On 24th Street in Paso Robles, we've got a $15 gift card for Big Bubba's if you can guess our 1 second song. You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You are so snippety and prickly today. You are like a honey badger mixed with a porcupine today. A honey pine. You're a badger pine. CYT. Here come. Don't say it.
I.
Don't say it.
Won't.
Okay. Good. Here's your 1 second song today.
Feet up on the dashboard.
Gross.
Feet. Get your feet off the dashboard.
It's really dangerous, actually, driving that way.
Get your gross. Get those gross pedicure feet off. Get those gross pedicure feet off.
Oh, you are the worst.
Okay, I'm sorry. Call us now if you can identify.
So that's gross.
549-8698. Wipe them up. Clean up over there.
Quit squatting like that in here, by the way.
I'll never do it again. Ever.
Downtown Paso Robles. Time now to play Tom and Becky's 1 second song game.
1 second song game is brought to you by Big Bubba's Bad Barbecue. We got a gift card up for grabs if you can get it right. Here is today's 1 second song.
Feet up on the dashboard.
Let's go to the phone and see if we can get us a winner. Good morning, Tom and Becky. Who's this?
This is Christina.
Christina, what city do you live in?
I live in Pozo.
All right. Shout out to Pozo this morning. I like it.
Woo!
Christina, can you name our 1 second song?
Yes, Long Hot Summer by Keith Urban.
You got it. All right.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United, we staff.